if you have a coworker who has ever said, I asked ChatGPT about ... it could be a sign, Jason, that they have no clue what they're doing.
Okay, everybody here, except for you probably, Katie, has looked at ChatGPT.
Yeah, but nobody more than you.
Yeah, I have a membership.
But... Yeah, I know. What you said you weren't going to get.
Well, obviously, if you're using ChatGPT, you don't know what you're talking about, so you're trying to talk about it.
Uh-huh, right. It's just annoying.
It does a good job a lot of the times of getting information quickly from other sites.
I think when you're using it to get information that is helpful to the conversation, that's fine. But if you're using it just to prove your own point, that's the annoying part.
Well, I use it mostly, like, I take photos all the time, like, how do I do this? How do I fix this? What is an idea for this? And, you know, I sent you that photo of my pantry, and I said, just take a picture of it, put it in ChatGPT, and said, what recipes can you give me based upon what I have in my pantry?
Yeah, which is helpful, but then when I send you a picture of my pantry back, all you did was ridicule me, so then I immediately hated our conversation.
Yeah, because how would ChatGPT know your pantry, because it's all messed up all over the place?
I didn't send it to ChatGPT. I sent it to you to say I don't know how it would make sense of any of this. And then you started circling things in red and sent it back to me, and then I just was like, you know what, forget you.
Yeah, you're like, no thanks.
Yeah, but these are just if.
Okay.
If you have coworkers who say these kinds of things or act this way, it could be a sign that they have no clue what they're doing at work. Also, if they don't ever shut up about themselves, meaning somebody who constantly brags or humble brags or talks about their education or all their experience, but never actually finishes any of their tasks, like, they probably just enjoy talking about themselves.
Okay.
That's a sign. Also, if they love to schedule endless meetings.
Ugh. So these are the signs you have a crappy coworker.
Yes. Yeah. A coworker who's not so great. And we don't have to deal with this as much being for morning show, but I know that Matt and Jason, you guys have to go to a lot of meetings, and it's like endless boring, and you're like, this could have been an email.
Right.
This could have just been a simple text.
Those are the worst. Yeah, sometimes the email goes back and forth 50 times. Right, Matt?
Yes. I don't know what's worse. 50 emails back and forth that I ultimately just file away.
Mm-hmm.
Or a meeting that is wasted because of those emails.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If there's food.
The email also.
Yeah.
Food makes it better.
Yeah. Well, after you go back and forth, sometimes doesn't get answered with a solution. So you just sit there like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And there's one person that if it requires more than two emails, his rule is to call.
Which is ironic because, like, he'll email more than anybody.
Yeah. He emails a lot. And my thought is one more email would have done it. Just one more would have solved everything, but now it's got to be a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes those rules need to be updated, or sometimes you just need to have an exception to the rule.
Well, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
That's true.
Damn.
Well, also, it's like sometimes you're copying people on emails that don't need to be copied on.
Yes,
them.
That too.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, we're 40 emails deep and I have nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I have something to do with it, but at this point,
it's out of my hands.
It's like 20, and then I'm confused, like, what are we even doing?
The one thing that I had to do was resolved early, but because I was copied early, now I'm on the rest of it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are the worst.
Those suck.
Yep. Well, another sign that maybe you work with a coworker who doesn't have any idea what's going on or how to do their job, they're the loudest person in the room. You should be very wary of them.
Mm.
Usually they're just repeating someone else's ideas and acting like it was theirs.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't act like it was mine. I always give you, I'm like, Katie, blah, 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 blah.
Did
you get so pissed?
I didn't say you. Yeah, I wonder why I get pissed.
I typically have said, Katie. Mm-hmm, and then you still don't get any acknowledgement.
No, because no one cares.
No, you bash the other way.
What?
Because you were looking at me.
No, I did not. I didn't
I
look
saw
at
your
anybody.
Eyes. You stared at me.
I looked at everyone.
Mm-hmm. Your eyes did kind of look like they wanted to go out of that side of your head.
But they didn't.
They did not.
Almost. You controlled your neck.
Another sign that maybe you have a coworker who doesn't have any idea what they're doing at work. They cannot handle their emotions.
She is looking at you now.
You just told me in the meeting I handle my emotions very well. And the promotions meeting, I hear it all the time.
I think in that one case, I was surprised that you handled them so well.
I think I handled them pretty good in that meeting.
Because in here.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. If, if their only response to anything going wrong is blaming people or getting angry, they're in over their heads. I didn't write this. I'm just sharing it.
You're contradicting yourself. Many of times you said, I don't know how you handled yourself in that meeting with coworker who's all upset or this. Mm-hmm. Or,
I'm surprised at.
Now, I'm about to boil over. I'm boiling.
You are right now.
I'm boiling. No, I just.
I think that's why Katie says it, is she sees how you react in other places in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she assumes that it's set up for you to perfectly just explode in that meeting and you restrain.
I restrain and then boil over everywhere else.
Yes,
in the building.
Yes. I guess I would prefer you to explode upstairs. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would prefer
in some instances, yes.
Then carry it anywhere else because we're typically the ones that get the brunt of it.
Mm. Yeah, he also poked the bear a lot, but go ahead.
No, well, yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. That part is our job.
Well, I think also, Jason, like, if he's in a meeting with anyone that has any level, equal level, or close to his, or more than him power, he shows he can control himself.
Right, like, mm-hmm. I know it's in
but
there.
But if he feels like he is the top dog in a room, mm-hmm. there's no need to control it.
Well, I don't know about that, but you probably perceive it that way.
I don't mind it when you explode, because at least I know there's passion. Instead of just like,
whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Versus the, I don't have time for this.
Click. True. All so right. Was that helpful?
Sure.
Okay.
I know you're perfect. That's okay.
I'm not. I did not ever say that. And by the way, I started the whole thing by saying, if you have a coworker who does this.
Mm. Okay.
You shouldn't take things so personally. Facts over feelings, Jason.
You're perfect, Katie.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, you're just perfect.
Nice.
All the time.
That's
perfect
nice.
Marriage. Perfect at life.
Yeah.
Perfect at everything.
And then if we do a segment
not
like,
get mad at anybody for getting more than they should. That type of thing.
Yeah.
And then if we do a segment like, Jason, who would you want to punch in the face most on the show? You'd be like, Jared.
That's true.
I don't get it.
That is true.
I don't get it. Katie gives you more crap than anybody, and it's always back on me. I don't get it.
But that's my answer, too. Yeah. When you ask them,
I'm
like, Jared.
And I'm like, okay, I know that's not true. I know it's not true.
It's true.
It's just not true.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Matt, what about you?
That's so true. Yeah. Who would I punch? It's Jared. I don't know why.
And I'm
Jared.
And I'm nothing but nice to Matt.
Yeah. But Jason and I definitely like get into it more on the air. Uh-huh. But then, yeah, the answer's Jared.
And all year, I don't get into it with you either. I compliment Matt so much that I'm like, I'm going to stop.
Because I don't know.
I don't think I've gotten a compliment from him one time.
I think Matt's annoyed how much you compliment him.
Because you've made that comment before,
right.
And I made it an effort for like a month.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. You didn't even notice he did it.
I think it was a month I really tried.
I think you did one. You're like, I was like, that thing you did was good. You're like, thank you. You're nice. I like your shirt. I'm like, all right.
That hat looks nice on you.
Yes. Well, I needed to because I have a.
You have that.
Oh, did you butcher the haircut? Oh, the Band-Aid.
Like a growth,
the Band-Aid.
Kinda.
The
is
unicorn horn.
Yeah, I know. I think it's like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I need to go to the dermatologist, but it's been there for like, I guess it's a good sign. It's been there 6 months or plus, and I guess I was messing with it, and it just started bleeding, and it looks horrible.
Now it's like scabby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't care. It's just you guys. And I walked in, Katie's like, what's with the horn? I'm like, all right.
It's just where it's at.
It's
like
worst
the perfect
place.
Level for everyone to only see that.
And Jason walked in. He's like, oh, you got a devil horn. I'm like, oh, my God.
It looks like a horn.
And
it does.
Like, I should have got, because I hate wearing hats. I don't know why I just don't like wearing hats.
Because it's dead center on the top of your head.
Oh, no.
Dead center.
Perfect placement. It's
great. And not at the top where, like, no one can see it.
Right.
It's just right at a spot where everyone can see the top of you, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, the head curves.
Yeah. It's the worst possible place. Well, except for maybe the middle of the forehead, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for wearing a hat for our benefit.
No. Yeah.
Good news, the hat does cover it.
Yes. Yeah. Gosh, if it didn't, that'd be a problem.
Bad news, it might be making it worse if it's scraping
put a Band-Aid
up against.
On it.
No, it's not touching it.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Well, then the Band-Aid, I was just wearing the Band-Aid, and that's even... It's like I'm Nelly, or you can call me Belly, you know, and I'm just like, that's not a good look.
Yeah. No.
It wasn't a clear one.
Mine, you know, Nelly
directs all attention to your head.
Like, yeah. What's going on? I'm like, oh, do I need to take it off and show you?
Did you hit your head on something?
Horn.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I had this growth. Like, I don't know what it is.
Because I told you yesterday, the Band-Aid, when you put the Band-Aid on there, it looked like my six-year-old. Just randomly threw a Band-Aid on his head.
Yeah,
right.
Like, this is where it goes.
You're like, you're not hurt there, are you? I'm like, no. Yeah.